Jody Richardson, general manager of Mon Ami Gabby. Hello, how are you, Jody?
I'm great. I'm great. How are you?
You know, I have a question that comes to mind as that song played, and that is, is it every week that you have at Mon Ami Gabby an engagement, some sort of something special celebration going on?
Oh my gosh, the list is nonstop between anniversaries, engagements, birthdays. We are definitely a special occasion restaurant, not just because of Mon Ami and the atmosphere, but our exquisite lobby and the history of that whole building is just, we're a legacy, honestly.
So a list has just come out of most romantic restaurants, actually like 50 lists of most romantic, but this is all across the country, this particular list. And it lists 5 restaurants in Chicago. Now, actually 5 restaurants in Illinois. California had the most with 11. Ohio was second. Ohio? They were with 9 restaurants, followed by New York and then Chicago with 5 restaurants. Bistronomic, Gejas Cafe, which I think has been around as long as I've been around. Maison Sabika, I'm not familiar with them. They're in Naperville. Ocean Prime, also in the city. And you, Mon Ami Gabby. How many years has this restaurant, Mon Ami Gabby, been open? And can you describe, for those who don't know, the restaurant just a little bit?
Crazy fun fact. First of all, Gejas right around the corner from us. I love Jeff Waller. I think he's an amazing job reincarnating Gejas. But Mon Ami Gabby started out as Un Grand Cafe in 1991. Chef Gabino Sotolino started Ambria, which everybody in Chicago knows and loves. And then right after Ambria, he opened Un Grand Cafe. And then in 1998, it became Mon Ami Gabby. Mon Ami, my friend, Gabby. So the name actually originated from Jean Blanchet because he used to call Gabino my friend Gabby, so Mon Ami Gabby. Everything about it originated from love and from Jean Blanchet's respect for Gabino. It's just been an institution coming out of Ambria. Mon Ami Gabby's been there 26 years. Maison Sabika, awesome. Francois Sanchez started that restaurant with Emilio, worked for Ambria. So it's crazy to hear this list because all of these restaurants actually evolved out of Let Us Entertain You, Ambria, Mon Ami Gabby. That is an incredible list, incredible company, such great, great people.
You know, I don't know that you're a fan of the show or even are familiar with it, but there's a program, I think it's on Netflix, called Emily in Paris. And
My gosh.
And one of the characters is Gabby, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you thought of doing an Emily in Paris promotion and having all the women come in like Emily wears all those outfits that she wears, high fashion?
So we do like afternoon teas, not having anything to do with the show, but I just recently was in Paris and I had no idea how many people are going to Paris right now. And it like inundating Paris with the entire culture. I'm in Aruba right now, and in Aruba, in the liquor stores, they have champagne. They are selling the wine champagne. It's like $18 a bottle or something insane for like a little tiny, like 187 milliliter advertising as Emily in Paris. So, yeah, I'm 100% behind the Emily in Paris bandwagon. But, yes, high fashion and our afternoon teas are the perfect. We have so many ladies that come to our afternoon teas dressed to the nines, and they look fabulous, and it's so much fun.
I'm just here to give you promotion ideas, that's all. So, but tell me about the high tea, and what does high tea even mean? Does that mean you smoke something before you have the tea? I don't know.
No, so these are afternoon teas, actually. So if you look up the history of an English tea, an afternoon tea would be small, like cucumber sandwiches, and we do like a pumpernickel with egg salad. We do like a little radish sandwich. Afternoon teas are light bites and tea. And then a high tea would be a very heavy meal served later in the evening for working class individuals. That would be more like when you're eating your beef bourguignon or any stews and then drinking your tea after work. So we don't do high teas, but we do an afternoon tea. So it's a much lighter meal, but really more elegant and beautiful.
I want to get back to Mon Ami Gaby and the romance of Mon Ami Gaby. So do you have, I'm sure you have 1,000 of these stories, but I will ask for just one story of a wedding announcement, an engagement. Maybe he asked and she said no, or maybe she asked and that turns it on its, you know, right there, because it's not him. Do you have just an unusual story?
An unusual story. Wow, you caught me. So it used to have a ballroom. So I had so many families that come and like, oh, my grandparents got married upstairs. And so we've had several engagements in the lobby. I think my favorite is like when he proposed in the conservatory across the street. And then it's like, oh, let's do pictures in the lobby. And then the whole family was waiting in the restaurant for an engagement party. There's just so many key stories like that. And it's just like generation after generation where their grandparents got married there, or their parents got married there, or somebody got engaged there, or just our very own sous chef just turned 30 and his girlfriend was throwing a surprise 30th birthday party. And then he ended up proposing just in the perfect moment. And then it turned into his surprise engagement party. So honestly, like it continues to grow every single day. Like it's just the cutest little bistro.
Well, I know of one story and I don't know if this is good for the jewelry or not. A jeweler has to contact me to let me know. But what he did was literally drop the ring into the onion soup she ordered. And I'd worry that, oh my gosh, she's going to swallow the thing. Luckily, she didn't. And I don't know if onion soup is good for engagement rings or not. But nevertheless, that's one example of the kind of thing that goes on. Yeah. And speaking of onion soup, you do have the best onion soup this side of Paris, I believe. Does anyone come in and not order?
But Bistronomic is one of my favorite spots, and he comes into my restaurant all the time because we do have the best onion soup. I do not endorse putting rings in food. Or we just had a guy put it in his girlfriend's champagne glass, and then he was just like sipping and sipping and sipping, and he like lost his mind. He's like, just drink it so we can put it. So. Maybe not the ring in the champagne or ring in the food, but I've never heard a ring in the onion soup, but our onion soup is to die for.
Yeah. You have lots of special events that go on there as well. And one of them I want to ask you about, that's an upcoming bourbon dinner.
Oh, yeah. So Ashley Barnes is coming in from Shelbyville, Kentucky. She was the master blender for Elijah Craig and Four Roses. Now she has Lucky Seven and EJ Curly and Two Worlds is a bourbon made here in Kentucky and then aged in France. So we're very fortunate to have her partner Ashley fly in from France. So it's a 5-course meal for $160 a person, which is incredible because these bourbons are a little bit harder to find, very, very unique. And then more importantly, like, all of the Ashleys, both Ashleys, will be on hand to answer all of your questions. So we're very excited. I'm a bourbon girl myself, so it's very near. This is my Valentine's Day. It's very near and dear to my heart.
I love that. All right. Well, it is hard to get reservations at this point. Is it impossible on February 14th, on Valentine's Day itself? Because you are so... Or might you still squeeze in if you're fast?
First and foremost, I think people make, I hate to say people make reservations so far in advance. There are a few casualties, so it never hurts to call or shoot us an email, and we will do what we can to fill those spots as people die, because unfortunately the attrition rate on that holiday is, dare I say, a little higher than expected, but It never hurts to try, and we will do our best if we can't get you in with us. We have Cafe Baba Reba. We have other friends in the neighborhood. But, we have We still have a couple slots on the fly. So, yeah, you can always shoot me an email, and I'll do what I can to help people.
Or go to your website, which is?
MonaMigabee.com, and then just click on the Chicago location. Don't book for Vegas, because that's a much more expensive ticket. So, we have our friends in Vegas.
Unless you're going to Vegas. It is a pleasure to talk to you, Jody Richardson. Thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.